questions or discussion or if people want? Unless you're doing those coping strategies and don't want to talk. Like, God, it all went so fast. I didn't understand a word he said. No, just kidding. We got one question right there. Okay, the question is, what are my ideas about some of the implications that this theory or this particular perspective has on for instruction? I'm not going to say anything new here. Well, actually, I might say something new at the end. Of course, lots and lots of input and managed in certain ways. For children, adolescents, it doesn't make any difference. An input has to be scaffolded to make it work. Grammar is going to take care of itself in the long run, okay? If you're going to teach stuff, go ahead, but know your limitations. But my advice is this. If you focus on how the language works, only do it, or if you're going to spend the time doing it, the best time spent is if it's used for meaning. Okay? So, for example, you want to work on the past tense. Okay? So, there's two things that you might want to do with the past tense. Tell them how it works, and say, you're going to hear a lot of past tense in the next 10 minutes while I'm talking. Okay? And what I want you to do is listen. You have to listen very carefully, because sometimes I'll say things that aren't in the past tense. So that's why you need to pay attention. And then make them focus on the meaning. And what's going to happen is you'll see that just by giving them how that works, but then giving them input and making them do something with that input, makes them go quicker rather than, for example, practicing the past tense orally. My own research on structured input and processing instruction is an input-based technique that actually structures the input in certain ways and makes learners get meaning from what they're hearing through the grammar. Okay, so rather than take the grammar and practice it, we say, here's how it works. And then we make them use it while listening. And it's quite interesting. Our results is very, the research is very strong on the effects of that. Okay, there's also things like textual enhancement you can do, which is where you highlight things in passages, but let people read for meaning and so on. And their attention is drawn to stuff. The research is sort of indicating that the best kind of instruction, if it's going to have any effect at all, is going to be the kind that's always meaning-based. It's always tied to making meaning. But even then, again, it might just be the quality of the input they get in the long run, and it's hard to say. Do we have another question over there?